Broadcasting from the wine country in California, this is the Kick-Ass Relationship Show, where intimate secrets and modern advice for couples is shared to elevate your relationship to live sexier, happier, and have way more fun. We believe success in life is better when mixed with excitement and love. And now, here's your kick-ass relationship coach and best-selling author, Midori Verity.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another show. And I am super excited about today's show for a number of reasons. But let me just ask you this. Do you have kids or ever feel the struggle between wanting to be a good parent and excel in your career or business? Ever had that feeling? Our guest today is a single mom raising two boys. She's grown a social media empire. And did I mention that one of her little boys is legally blind? So she is going to talk to us about the steps that she's taken to persevere and be wildly successful and have an uber happy family. So I cannot wait to introduce you to her. Plus, she is secretly one of my best friends, and I absolutely adore her, so I can't wait for you guys to all meet her. But of course, every show, we start off with my 3 minutes to thrive, and today we are talking about your zone of genius. So what is a zone of genius, and why should you even care? Your zone of genius is what you're intrinsically good at, you know, that natural ability that you have. It could be dancing on tables. It could be swimming. It could be reading. It could be math. It could be speaking on stage. It's whatever comes naturally to you that it's effortless. The reason why it's important is because I'm going to show you how to apply that in your career or in your life to create even more success and happiness. So when you figure out what your zone of genius is, again, it's that thing that is really easy for you. It's effortless. It just happens. You probably have people who've said, oh, you're really good at that. Can you think of anything? But that's the number one thing that you need to have. And then you want to combine that with your passion or something that you're really interested in. When you can create that package, your world can absolutely explode. And here's why. Once you know what your zone of genius is, so it's effortless. Number two, when you have that thing that you're really interested, so whether it's your passion, some people don't know what their passion is, so it can just be something that you're really interested in. It makes it so that you can overcome obstacles easier, challenges that happen in your life. You find solutions quicker and you start persevering. You become more creative and you just are able to accomplish things so much better. You make a great employee if you are using both of those, your zone of genius and your passion or whatever you're interested in. You are a fabulous employee. So that is why you want to find those two things. And so what you'll start noticing is that you are approaching life more excited, happier. You want to jump out of bed and get to work more. This is what I found with when I became a marriage coach, is I figured out what my passion was and what my zone of genius is, and I was able to combine it. And let me assure you, there have been many, many obstacles and many, many challenges over the years, but I keep on going and I keep on getting up and being excited every morning. I couldn't wait to get up this morning and start doing my day and start doing my job because I love it. So that's what you want to do. And then here's the other part that's really important. Dump the rest, the things that you are not intrinsically good at. For me, it is bookkeeping. I suck at it. So I got rid of it. I gave it to someone else who is good at it. So that's how you want to kind of create your life. If you have a business, this is imperative that you know these two things and that you include these in your life. So good luck with it. You can always, as always, you can always email me and I will be happy to answer any questions, Midori@MidoriVerity.com. But right now, we are going to be moving in to meet my fabulous guest, Miss Sarah Moore. Let me tell you about Sarah Moore. She is known as the queen of social media. She started her social media marketing agency, C Media, in 2013 and has grown it 257% year over year. all right, raising these two little cute boys all on our own, being a super mom. And also, of course, I mentioned earlier that one of her little boys is legally blind. The other little tidbit to know is that he's also a YouTube superstar. I'm going to play you a little bit of his music later in the show, but he is awesome. He is, I think, 4 years old now. But let's welcome Sarah and let's find out. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Midori.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you and like be here with you. It's like bringing back old times.
It is. So let me just tell you a little bit, everyone, because Sarah and I, you'll see that we have a strong connection. But Sarah and I, we met, God, about a year, over a year ago now, year and a half ago, right? And we connected immediately. We met at a convention and we just loved each other. We started our own show. It was called the Moxie Number 5 Show. And we did really well. But then, of course, our careers came and took over and we weren't able to play as much. So the opportunity came for her to be on my show. And she has such an incredible message and she has so much to share. And I know that so many of you will be able to take what Sarah has to talk about today and be able to apply it in your life or help someone who needs some of these little tactics. So that's why I'm so excited to have Sarah here with us. So anyway,
always fun to be in your presence. So you're one of the funnest people ever.
You have no idea how excited we are. But okay, so Sarah, you got to tell everybody about how you became, you know, kind of what your story is. And tell us first, I want you to start with your background. What kind of your background is and your path to becoming the queen of social media.
Okay. So when I first got started in my career, I would say, gosh, it's been at least like 10 years ago now. I was a mom. I was a wife. I was married at the time. And we were struggling as newlyweds and just trying to get our careers off the ground. And at the time, I was still in college and trying to make things happen. And I remember through a series of events being offered a job at a prestigious marketing agency in the Dayton area. This company had been around for ages and they had the most amazing training program you could go through. It was better than a college degree. If people saw that on your resume, it was like a big deal. And so it was something I was like, I've got to like nail this interview. I've got to get this job. Not only did I get this job, love it, felt like I was called to it, but I was making great money. And so suddenly like our world was turned upside down. Like it was just not upside down. It was flipped right side up. It was finally like working out. And during that time, through other unfortunate events, I faced a divorce with my husband. And so I quickly, by the time my son was 2, I was a single mom. With my career, thankfully, I had a career path presented before me. So it started off rather quickly, this single mom life, and I've never really rebounded into any sort of relationship that took me out of that status. They say, Midori, that smart people are likely to be single longer. So I like to think that's that's the reason why all this is happening.
Let's stick with that. Okay.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, I guess we can fast forward a little bit. And, my boyfriend at the time, we had a baby together and, that ended up not working out. And, our son was actually born blind. Now we know that he is, legally blind. He does have some functioning vision, which is a huge blessing. And he turned out to be the most surprisingly amazing child that's almost ever walked the face of this earth. It's pretty incredible. Midori, you know him. And by the way, he's 5 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 5 now. And he just had his birthday. And, you know, he went viral when he created this video for Adele. He was beckoning like, Adele, I really want to meet you. And he like asks her, have you heard all my songs? Like as if Adele knew him, you know? And, oh my gosh, the sweetest thing ever.
He is. Both your kids are so precious. I love them. Yeah. But when you guys hear his song in a little bit, because he plays music, he taught himself how to play piano. Yeah. And he sings, and he's very particular about how he presents himself. So we'll show that to you guys in a little bit. But okay, so Sarah, so that's kind of how you got into media, social media.
Yeah, because when he was born blind, I kind of started to take these steps. Like, I can't go to this corporate job anymore. I can't work 7 to 6 and then, you know, have 2 hours with my son before he goes to bed. Like, I really don't even know how to take care of him. And I felt like, you know, corporate world, they make you feel like you're suffocating. If you have to take time off work for your family, they make you feel like your job is threatened and you just don't have this sense of stability when it's the most important time in your life to have that sense of stability. And I guess I just set out to just transform that industry. I wanted to create an agency, a product, a service that could create solutions in real time. When companies and brand influencers need a new way of marketing as it's rolling out so quickly, we want to be the people that roll that product and service out in real time, are the first to test, transform the industry by giving people, if you know anything about C Media, anybody listening right now, everybody knows my team is 100% virtual. We do not have a location. And that's the reality of today. Everything we do is video chat. So yes, to answer your question, that's how I got started, was because of that fire in my belly that said I needed to do something different so that I could raise my children the way that they needed me there for them.
Right. I want to just pause there for a second, because regardless of whether you're in a relationship, you know, you're married or you're a single mom, we all struggle with that. Once you have kids, there's that struggle no matter what, where you're feeling like, yeah, I love being a mom, but where's the rest of my life? You know, can I balance it all? Can I do it all? And we ask those questions, and you know, many of us go through some struggle mentally and physically, financially, but you really figured it out and you're by yourself to figure it out. And you didn't hit on it. So I don't know if you want to go there or not, but there were other big challenges before you even got married. And, you know, I don't know if you want to visit that, but I think that could be, I think it's an important message. I think it's important for people to realize that regardless of where you came from, you can choose the path that you go, that you end up at.
Right.
And that's what I love.
I always say, and I actually have it, well, it's not my saying, I don't know who said it, but I have it written on my chalkboard in my office over here. And it just says, you can have it all, but you can't do it all. And you said that in your introduction, your 3 minutes to thrive, that, you know, get rid of the things that you're not good at. That's not your zone of genius. And you're not optimizing your time. You're not efficient in all of these ways. So, you know, it does take time. I remember when I first started this company, I was doing every single thing in it. And for the first time, I'm pretty much out of it. It feels amazing. And now I'm operating in my zone of genius, you know, creating and inspiring and just having a little more flexibility in my schedule to be able to build and nurture relationships with people that otherwise I always had my head down working. But back to kind of where I came from, as Midori was saying, is when I was 3 years old, my mother abandoned me and she had just left me with my grandmother, who was older and ill. And so she tried to raise me as long as she could. And, you know, I don't know how deep you want me to get into the story, but I ended up being adopted. And I never let my upbringing and the way I was trained to live in my early days dictate where I was going to be tomorrow. I knew that I was going to be anything but what I came from. And maybe that is a large reason why, you know, I'm excelling in such a different way than a lot of other people are, because I've seen it. I've been there on the other side. I've lived in the trailer park. I've lived where you ride your bike and you get beat up by everybody and nobody's there to take care of you. And, you know, like, I've lived where it's hard to live. And I just knew I was going to do everything to make sure we were in the right place to raise my family. And, you know, luckily that is part of my story. And I'm so blessed and so grateful to say that we do. We live in a good community that, you know, God is blessing our company and our business. And we are, you know, thriving. We are doing big things.
Yeah. And so I want everyone, that's why I had Sarah pause for a minute and tell us about that story. Because it is so important. You can create whatever you want. I talk a lot in my shows about mindset. You guys keep hearing me say it. I mean, even talking about the zone of genius, it's mindset. And you have the ability to change what's not working for you. So regardless of whether you came from, regardless of what bullshit anyone ever told you, you can change it. You can create new beliefs about yourself and you can create new paths for you, paths for yourself. And it's just take some tools. And so Sarah's a perfect example of that, that she has completely come, you know, she's completely changed where she came from and she's doing awesome. And I like her. She's a person I even like.
And Midori, there's something really profound that changed my life that I heard this past year. You probably know I've been a huge fan of Danielle Laporte forever. Mm-hmm. And a couple months ago, or last month, I went to New York and actually got to meet her. And again, in person, she's just as lovely as I thought she would have been. And she said something that just stopped me in my tracks. And I remind myself of it all the time. And she says, I just had a mind block. She says, what were we talking about?
We were talking about, so Danielle Laporte, we were talking about how your mindset and how you can overcome anything.
Yes. So she says you can change your mind. It's so simple.
Boom. Yeah.
Right. But people like get stuck in these pathways of, well, this is how I am. This is what I do. I am like that. You can change your mind and say, I'm not like that. I'm not going to be like that anymore. I'm not going to go down that path. I'm not happy where I am. And usually when I'm not happy, I act like X, Y, and Z. Well, this time I'm not happy and I'm going to do something different. And I think that with your mindset, like all the things that you've taught me about mindset and how that's impacted my life, that's one of them. It's just simply allowing yourself to change your mind, change your beliefs. You know, if you were raised to believe something and it just doesn't sit well with you and it doesn't feel right, you have the ability to change what you believe in. You have the ability to change your mindset. You're in charge of your happiness, right? I've heard you say this like all the time, that you're in charge of how you're feeling. You know, if you're feeling a certain way, do something to change that.
Yeah. And so let's make this a teaching moment. So it's choices. So, you know, you can choose when you choose to be angry or frustrated. Science proves that the anger, the true anger, the true frustration only lasts for 6 seconds.
You guys know that?
6 seconds. After that, that is just a trained response. So most of us, you know, if we're angry, we stay angry for a little while. So after that 6 seconds, it's actually a trained, something that we've seen our parents do or our siblings or something that we've just done ourselves. And so it's trained behavior. So that's a choice.
Yeah.
But there are tools that you can use to change that. I just wrote a blog post about the rubber band method. Sarah, did I ever talk to you about the rubber band method?
No, what is that?
This is so easy, you guys. Okay, so take out a pen and paper because you are going to want to know this one. Okay. What you do is you take a rubber band. If you notice that you tend to get angry or frustrated on a regular basis, if you want to become a happier person, this is a technique that everyone should have in their back pocket. So put a rubber band or a hair pony around your wrist. Every time you notice that you're getting frustrated or angry, pull it, snap it. So it kind of hurts, it stings. The next step is you reframe that. So let's say it's that you're upset with your kids or with your husband. And so what you do is So you've probably heard this story, Sarah, where my husband used to take my car all the time and bring it back with zero gas, zero. And I would get so frustrated because I told him at least a bazillion times, freaking fill the tank, put some gas and don't leave it empty. So anyway, he did it probably the umpteenth time. And I was super mad. I was super frustrated. I wanted to go into the office and just let him have it, because that's what I had done before. Yeah. But I had my little rubber band on, so I pulled it. And what you do after you pull it is you reframe it. And how you do this is you think of positive things about that same person. So you think, oh, you know what? My husband made dinner for us last night, or my husband brought out a glass of wine for me, or he texted me and said, have a great day. And you just start thinking of all these positive things, and it takes only a few seconds for that anger and the frustration to start dissipating and going away. It's amazing. It works better than drugs and quicker and more efficient with less negative side effects. And so, but the benefit of that is that after that, you can go and approach that person and have a successful conversation. So instead of going in when you're pissed off and you have this elevated pulse, when you have that, have you ever noticed this, Sarah? Because I'll be honest and I say that I have. When you're really angry and frustrated and you're just like, ugh, like that, have you ever said things to that person that you regretted later? Or things that you did, right? We don't think straight. Our brain is just like that, and you're not thinking straight. And once you calm down, then you can approach the person and have something that's more positive.
You have to change the dance. And if you always react the way that, you know, isn't creating communion between the person you're trying to have communion with, then you're going to keep running into the areas of conflict. And again, they bear down, they beat you down over time. It creates more frustration, and you're always like this. And then they start getting, you know, it kind of tears down your self-worth, because you're like, you feel like you're less than you are because you're acting like you're less than you are. Yes. You know, and I recently learned, okay, this is incredible. This is one of my biggest, best life lessons that I can share with your audience, Midori, is last year I went through a horrible, horrible custody battle with my oldest son, Emery. And it just took me by surprise. I've had him, you know, for 7 years, like on my own. Like, it was just awful, scared the daylight out of me. And if any mom is listening here, that's like your worst nightmare, is to lose your babies or, you know, anything. And even though, like, you know, we were fighting really hard and that it didn't look like I could lose him, I was so scared of still losing them. So I go through this whole ordeal. We cannot, like, go through mediation. We cannot talk. Like, we are so, so low that we can't even have a conversation together. And I decided, I'm going to change the dance. I went to my library, my public library, and I found all the books that I could about just communication. I pull all these books off the shelf. I'm looking, I'm throwing them every which way. I don't want to read that. I know that. And then I just came across this one. And if you get the chance to read this book, I'm serious how it will change your life. I studied it. It's called Crucial Conversations. And I think one of the writers is well known, so it shouldn't be hard to find. Anyways, what they taught you is when you change the dance in your communication, you are able to catch them off guard. The person, if they will respond, you know, rudely to you, you catch them off guard, and they're not sure how to respond to you because you're responding differently. And, you know, so I had my ex-husband at the time would say things to me that made me feel uncomfortable. And I had told him multiple times, like, please don't say that to me. That makes me feel uncomfortable. And then that wasn't working. He would say back to me, you're saying things to me that make me feel uncomfortable. And then through what I had learned in this book, I said, are you serious? I had no idea. I was making you feel uncomfortable. if I ever say something again that makes you feel uncomfortable, will you please tell me so I don't do that again? And I was like, do I really have to talk like this? Totally changed it. Never heard another peep about it. Totally changed the dance. And yeah. If there's ever any sort of conversation I need, I pull out those methods that they taught me. And I can tell you really quick.
Don't tell us yet. Okay. We're going to come back from break and you're going to tell us.
Okay. All right, great.
So you guys have to wait until we come back in about 3 minutes. But here's the exciting thing is that we are going to be playing during this little break. We're going to be playing Avit's song. So stay tuned and listen to it. It's going to be during this break. You guys are going to be hearing his darling little song and his piano playing. Stay tuned. And then we're going to come back and Sarah's going to give us those tips and we're going to talk about taking control back of your life and how to feel empowered again. All right. Stay with us, guys. Hey, this is me, Dori, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool. And it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and maybe feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer 6 super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only 6 super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. I look forward to connecting with you. On his own YouTube channel. And that was, he was 4 at that age, wasn't he? At that point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Self-taught musician. Yeah. He may have been 3.
Yeah.
He's such a superstar, you guys. He's so cute.
He's so sweet. You'll have to tell me where I should put his links if people want to follow him.
I will add it in to the BBS channel. And then also, of course, I will have Sarah on my own website, MidoriVerity.com. And that's where I'll have the name of the book that she talked about, all of her links, of course, and then Avit's YouTube channel. Yeah. So anyway, you guys, so at the very end of the last segment, Sarah was telling us about a book that she read that really helped her change her communication patterns, negative communication patterns that were getting her nowhere with her ex-husband and how she broke that and started to change things. So Sarah, you have 3 tips that you're going to share with us from that. So we want to hear them. Tell us.
Okay.
Tell us.
So, and honestly, like this process has totally changed my relationships with everybody in my life, not just like my ex or anything, but even with like the people that work for me and how I communicate with them. It is super duper effective. So I guess in general, what it is it's a 5-step process. It's called State Your Path, S-T-A-T-E, and each one of those letters stands for something. The first three are really the action items. So it's share the facts, tell your story, and ask for the other person's path. And then the T and the E, I don't remember. I think it's like talk tentatively. And then E is like, I don't remember.
You'll have to get the book. You'll have to read the book. We'll give you this is a teaser towards the book.
Yeah. So, you know, for example, if I'm so angry with you, Midori, and you stole my pen again, and I'm so mad, okay, I'm going to come to you and say, instead of, I can't believe you keep stealing my pen, like, when are you going to stop, right? That's not going to get me anywhere, because you're going to fire back and say, I can't help it, I accidentally, or, you know what, get your own pens, you know, whatever. We're going to fight about it. So I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say, Midori, last month, you stole my pen off my desk 7 times. This is the 8th time, and I'm feeling a little frustrated. And when you steal my pen, it takes me 5 minutes to walk around and try to find another one, so I'm losing time in my productivity. Do you know how we might be able to, like, make this work better for us?
Whoa. I like that, because you stated what you said. I makes me feel whatever. And then you said, how can we come up with a solution for this? Instead of saying, you ass, you keep taking my pen, and it makes me so mad. Why? What is your problem? You didn't attack them. You asked them to be part of the solution. And it was, yeah, totally makes it so much smoother.
Totally transformed my life. It's kind of a basic principle. And in this book, they give you like all these other like tidbits, like the ABC is like, so when you're, you know, in a conflict, like how to deal with as it gets deeper, because there's a deeper level than just that's not going to fix everything. And you kind of need to know how to navigate these hard times. And, you know, like if we had in our tool bag some phrases that we could just pull out, like when we're really having a hard time communicating with somebody, you know, this is a phrase that I could say that would open the door for resolution. Or this is a phrase that I can say to let somebody know that I really hear what they're saying and I'm definitely sorry for being a part of the problem. You know, and so having those in your tool bag for me has proven to be the one thing that I can say that totally gave my life ease that I was searching for is the way I've been communicating with people. And those sort of tips, having those in my tool bag.
Yeah, that's awesome. That makes so much sense. And it's funny how the words that you choose can change everything, can change the total path. It can change that history that you had from before, you know, that pattern, because you mentioned something earlier about, you know, the way that you were talking with him and you change it. And you said, this is from the last segment, at the end of the last segment, you said, and then I said to him, oh, I make you feel that way. I had no idea. I'm so sorry. So it's not the way that you change the way that you responded to them, which is called a pattern interrupt. Yeah. So they're not expecting it. And then you say something positive, you're acknowledging them and like, oh, what?
Right.
So like another easy thing, you guys might have seen this before and things that I've written. Another super easy thing when you're arguing with someone is to say, huh, you may be right. Just that. You may be right, because usually we're trying to win.
Yeah. I love that one. Huh, maybe you're right. And, you know, and some people have a really hard time saying, I'm sorry, but truly, if I made you feel that way, I'm really sorry. And saying sorry doesn't mean you're weak. It actually means you're a lot stronger person than the person standing across from you.
Yes.
And it's worth paving the, you know, blowing the leaves off the path, so that you can see it and walk through. It's worth saying some things that you have to humble yourself to do. You were the first person that introduced me to that pattern disrupt. What's it called? Pattern interrupt?
Either one. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's not something that you're going to get overnight. Like what you just heard on the show right now is truly life-changing content. It's this information if you do it, it will change your life. But you have to be easy on yourself, because if you start this tomorrow, you're going to mess up in something that you say, but note it. And, you know, think of those phrases. You know, some of my favorite phrases like that I start with is, I was wondering. That, like, for some reason for me, that helps me ask without feeling like I'm a burden to somebody. I was wondering, do you have a solution or an idea for this issue I'm facing, you know? Or even if we're feuding, I was wondering if we could just take a few minutes, a few minute break and come back to this in a minute and let us cool down a second. And it lets you, this is the magic of that phrase for me, is it lets you be the one actually in control of making the decision rather than me being the dictator saying, we're taking a break. I need to walk away for 5 minutes. I'm not the dictator anymore. I'm now allowing you to be the decision maker in it. But you can't really say no to me asking for a 5 minute break, but yet you're the one deciding.
Yep. And so in effect, you're making them feel like the leader or the
in
king, the one in charge, but yet who has the control? Ha! That is why we are so damn smart. So
We are
so genius, but yeah, but it's so true, and it makes everyone happier, and you usually get a lot farther using that strategy. So I want, before we go into the next segment, I want to take a second to talk about, you know, how some of the ways that you've persevered, because you have overcome some huge things, and it's, you know, this is too short of a show to really go into detail about some of the things that you have overcome. But can you share with us some of the tips that you have implemented in your life to help you persevere and just keep on getting on?
Yeah. I guess I'll be a little vulnerable here and share with you that I was, I don't talk about it a whole lot, but there are surprisingly a lot of people that have been through some of what I faced. And when I do talk about it, I find that people
You're mute.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now you're not.
Jeez.
That was crazy. Okay. So say that again.
Yeah. So I forgot where I was, but a lot of people have kind of faced, you know, what I'm facing and, or I have faced in the past. And when I do open up and talk about it, I noticed that these barriers break down more. So I've been a little more brave being able to talk about it. But I was physically abused by my ex-boyfriend. And it was terrible. It was the worst time of my life. And I lost all of my friends. I had nobody, and I couldn't talk about it because everybody was like, that's too crazy. I can't help you. Nobody could help me escape the violence. And I was begging, like, can just somebody come rescue me? Every time I would get out, he would come back like with a vengeance. And it was just awful. I've never experienced anything like it before. And I pray to God, I never do again. Here's why I'm sharing that with you. Cause you asked me like how I've persevered through some of these things. And, what I learned in those moments was that I'm going to have to do something that makes me extremely uncomfortable. It was scary to try to file charges against somebody that you knew could take your life, you know, and I had to do some really brave things. But every time I've let myself be brave, I don't want to say no fear, because it's scary as hell without a doubt, but taking control of the situation and not just like floating with the wind, I think is what led me to like actually finally being able to come out. And I tried to get out 3 times and I never, ever stopped. And I'm talking like a big 3 times, not all the stuff in between, like 3 big things that happened to me. And each time I got out and he came back and I got out and he came back and I didn't stop. I didn't stop until somebody heard me, and I contacted people online, and I got, you know, there's places like the Artemis Center where I live. I don't know what they might be called in other states, but there is help. If anybody's listening that is facing anything like that, there is help for you. Don't stop asking, you know, be your own advocate. And in any situation, that's a really hard and deep topic, but even in something as simple as facing something complex in your work environment, you know, don't give up asking your boss for what you need or saying, thank you for trying, but that didn't meet my needs. I'm looking for something a little different. Can you try to help me again, you know, and be your own advocate. If there's anything that I've learned having AVIT in my life, visually impaired, terrified that somebody is going to hurt him, probably because I've been hurt, but you know, children with disabilities have a higher chance of being abused. And it's a true fact. And I'm scared of that happening to him. And he has told me, you know, somebody has hurt him before. I had to be his advocate. I could not sit back and not do anything. Whether anything really happened and it was a story or and he made it up, who knows? But it was my responsibility to be his advocate. And a lot of times, as women, we're selfless, and maybe even men are too. I can't talk for a man, but we're really selfless giving creatures, and we want everybody else to be happy. Then we take care of ourselves, don't we? Yes. And we have to advocate for ourselves. You know what I did just this, like over the last month, I've literally walked through my house and I have a bin sitting right here next to my desk. You can't see it because it's a mess, full of all the things in my house that don't make me happy. That's it. It's just a box of boring stuff. It's nice. People will want to buy it. But to me, it's boring and it does not make me happy. And so since I have, you can see my flowers back here. I've got a fuzzy pillow. I've got some, you know, fuzzy stuff that just makes me happy. And simple changes like that, I think, make us better and stronger and give us that extra oomph, you know?
There's so much of this that I liked, but just kind of taking control. That's what you did. When everything else feels out of control and there's certain things that you could not control, you could not control your ex-boyfriend.
Right.
You know, we can't always control what's going on in our, we often can't control what's going on in our work environment. I can't control if someone's going to book me as their, you know, marriage coach, but there are things that we can keep doing. This from what I'm gathering that you were saying to us, Sarah, is that you just keep looking. If this path didn't work, okay, let's pivot. Let's look somewhere else. Or let's ask in a different way. Let's do something we haven't done before, but don't give up. Keep looking because you're going to find the answer and you're going to find that way out and it's going to get better. And that's what I think all of us need to keep in mind and keep in our pocket for those times where we feel like we have no control and we have no power, because you do. You just got to find it and keep looking. Yeah. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. But
I just had one more thought too, is we have these situations that kind of pop up and we think they're dealt with and things are running pretty smoothly, but they're not as good and running as smoothly as they can be, but it's sufficient enough to like get by. Do you know what that feeling I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, you're not completely 100% sold on it, but you know what? It's good enough. It'll do the trick. It's fine. And, you know, I don't want to live a life where I think things are just fine. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't want to live that life. I want to be like, this is great. That's exactly what I was hoping would happen. That's exactly what I wanted. And we all deserve to have the things that we want. That's the bottom line, is you deserve to have the better thing, not the just okay thing. So, you know, as you just kind of said, what we're doing here is not just striving for, but these little things that you don't even realize that are in your life that you're just letting be because they just are. You don't have to just let them be. They can be greater or they can be gone. You know, you have the power to move those things so that your life can be even more full and you have more room to fill other people up. You know, yeah. A lot of people told me that they have known me for a long time, had told me, if you were married or in a relationship, I don't think that your empire would be where it is today. Agreed. I would have made, because I would have put the other person before me, you know, and I know that now. I'm a lot different person than I was before. And I sure hope that if that lines up for me, that I would not let that, you know, dictate where my company is going and what I'm growing and what I'm doing. I'm pretty committed to not letting that happen. But if you would have caught me a few years earlier, we wouldn't be where we are today, because I would have been that person that put everybody else first.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you were talking about making choices of, okay, well, this is kind of good enough. It's working for me, even though I don't really like it. That's comfort zone too. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be applied to so many different things, but often we're in a job that we're like, I'm not in my zone of genius, and I'm definitely not living in my passion. But there are things that you can do to get out of that. But often, almost always, you have to get out of your comfort zone. And for many, they will stay in their comfort zone their entire life, even though it doesn't bring them true happiness. Yeah. And they will live with regret later. So just remember that you can live with regret. So whether it's something like what Sarah did, is she went around her house and all the things that weren't bright and shiny that she didn't love, it's in that box that she's going to get rid of. She's shooing that out. So it's metaphoric, but it also can apply to so many other things. And when you have just that control, even if it's just something small that you have to start with in the beginning, such as, ooh, do I get rid of the stuffed animal that my child had when they were 3 months old and they use it every single day? Okay, yeah, maybe. So that's, yeah. You know, just those little steps, taking these little steps to create something bigger and building up that confidence.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to manifest things in my life that make me happy. Yeah. And it starts with letting yourself be happy with the things, as shallow as that might be, that are sitting before you.
Totally. You know? And so that I just have to say, this is a little plug for my show. Come back in 2 weeks on July 5th. I am having Natalie Ledwell, who, if you guys don't know who she is, she was a co-founder of Mind Movies, which is freaking insane. It's an insane company that just blew up, but it's all about vision boards and creating these, what you want. But when I was talking to her recently, she's my friend. I was talking to her recently. She's like, I'm a massive manifester. I can manifest anything. I have to be careful what I think. So she's going to be sharing tools and tips on how to do that. So you guys come back for that, because it's going to be an amazing show after this amazing show. So we have to take a quick break. But come back with us, because we are going to see a different side of Sarah that is kind of fun. So come on back, you guys. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hey, this is me, Dory, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool. And it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and maybe feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer 6 super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only 6 super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. Forward to connecting with you.
come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of...
Okay, you guys, here we are. We are back with Miss Sarah Moore, the queen of social media. And we have had, Sarah has shared so much with us. She's been so generous and so authentic and real. And that's why I absolutely adore her. And we've just talked about so much serious stuff that we are lightening it up right now. Woo! Ready?
Yes.
Okay, really quick before we do this. So go ahead. You can do that and I'll go into my little story. Go ahead. We're playing the game.
Oh, nice.
That's so funny. You like my music?
Yeah.
So, okay. So Sarah and I, our last show, we always had different segments. And one of the segments, I would always make some kind of cocktail. So if you guys look, let's see, hold on. If you look over there, that's my cocktail bar area, my little mirrored thing. And so I keep a couple bottles of booze in there. So yesterday I was talking to, who was I talking? Oh, I was doing a business meeting and it was on Skype. And we were talking about alcohol brands. I'm like, oh, let me go show you what I have. And I brought out two bottles of tequila. They were empty. Oh. My employees have been coming in here and drinking my booze.
Oh my God.
I know. I haven't been checking enough. But yeah, I guess maybe they're happier. Who knows?
Or drunker.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so anyway, we are going to start the game now. So Sarah, this is a little trivia, and those of you listening, you can participate. So you ready, Sarah?
I am not good at trivia.
Well, I'm going to give you options.
Okay.
You'll be good at this. Okay, so number one, on Sundays in Florida, it's illegal for women to do what? A, buy alcohol, B, have sex, or C, skydive?
Buy alcohol.
Skydive. Skydive.
Skydive on Sunday?
You can't skydive on Sunday in Florida in case you were planning on that, guys. Lo siento. Did you just put me on, did you just take a picture and put me onto your Snapchat?
Yeah, Snapchat. Yeah.
Miss Social Media. She used to always do this to me and I'd see the picture later and I always looked hideous. But yeah, that's what happens when you're talking to Sarah Moore. Okay, so number two. In Texas, it's illegal to swear in front of what? A, women, B, church, or C, a corpse?
Women.
You are two for two in being wrong. You may not swear in Texas in front of a corpse. They may get offended. Who knew? Who knew? Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the, oops. Oh shoot, where's my next question? Okay, so Sarah and I, again, we have done a bunch of shows and our shows would get a little crazy sometimes and some of our guests would get a little crazy. So this question is designed just for Sarah Moore. And I'll tell you why in a second. Okay, so number three. Who's the most famous male porn star in the world? A, Buck Naked. B, Miles Long. C, Ron Jeremy. Or D, Jackhammer. And you should get this right.
Okay, and I do know this. And the situation is somebody was talking about Ron Jeremy. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And so I just started Googling him.
While we're live on a show.
While we're live on the show. Yeah. I quickly found out. So that's my answer. C, Ron Jeremy.
Correct. Yay. We're switching it around. You're getting it right. Yes. We had a lot of fun. Okay. So the next question, number four. Who is the most followed celebrity on social media? A, and this is kind of tricky. This was hard for me. So A, Katy Perry, B, Taylor Swift, C, Lil Wayne, or D, Lady Gaga.
So is this on all social media or Instagram, Facebook?
I don't know that answer. You just have to guess.
And so I think I'm going to go with Lady Gaga.
And that's correct. That's right. All of these were in the top seven. So wow. Katy Perry's number four, Taylor Swift is number six, and Lil Wayne is number seven. So that was kind of tricky. But yeah, Lady Gaga, number one.
Knew it.
Yes. Okay, now this is probably the most important question. Number five, and this is our last question. Which celebrity do you want to make out with most? A, Dave Franco. B, Prince Harry. C, Zac Efron. Or D, Ron Jeremy.
Prince Henry. Yeah, he would make me feel like a princess.
He is quite cute. Yeah. Are you sure not Ron Jeremy? Pretty confident there. But Prince Harry, he's so charming, isn't he? He looks so, he seems funny. He seems lighthearted. He seems a little bit more like his mom, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him. I like him. And I think he gets himself into a little bit of trouble, which makes me like him a little bit more.
I know. Yeah. Cause I do like a little mischief.
A little mischief. Yeah. Okay. She is. She's been like playing Miss Sweet Girl, but once you get to know her, you see that in her and you can go, I think we still have some of the old shows up, don't we? On for Moxie.
You're going to haunt us for life. I'm sure of it.
Some of those videos were funny. Okay. So last little part of this is we want to know, what's your favorite book? This was a question you always loved to ask me. What's your favorite book that you've read recently?
Well, I told you about it. It was Crucial Conversations, but let me give you another one besides that one. Okay. You know what is that I've read recent? I really like it. Is Danielle Laporte's new book, White Hot Truth. So good.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. White Hot Truth, Danielle Laporte.
And you know what, Midori, mindset wise, she's got a lot of golden nuggets in there that your audience would love.
Okay, good to know. So that will be on my site, you guys. Both of these books will be on there. So if you are driving or sleeping or doing whatever, that is where you can go find those. Sarah, I am so grateful for you being here with us and being so real and sharing with my audience all your stories and true tips of what you've done to be successful in so many different ways, not just financially, but with your kids and in your life and getting through some tough times. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me.
Welcome. If we have an extra second, I'd like to mention that I recently was able to be a part of a course that Terry Cole put together. Do you know Terry? You know,
of course. We met Terry together. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And I got to be a part of her course, and it was another one of those like moments of impact for me where I had so many aha moments that changed like the way I handled my relationships. And but she has a course. If you go to terrycole.com, you can like read about it and sign up for the next round if she's going to offer it again. But it was an incredible course. That was another piece of value I can give to you guys. All the things that I've learned are really in that course. There's a lot in there that would help you. So
that's awesome. And I know that Terry Cole deals with a lot of people who may be single or having a tough time in relationships in general. So she's a great resource. She's a great resource for that.
Yeah. It's a big group thing. So it's not like one-on-one, like a lot with what you do. It's a group session and it's just very different. So
Good. All right. Okay, you guys. So next week we have an incredible, it'll go right along with this show. It's a good follow-up to this show. We have a peak performance guy coming on and his name is Bradley Stuhlberg. And he just wrote the book and released it, Peak Performance. And the cool thing about it that stood out to me is he talks about the new science behind peak performance and how to make it a little simpler and easier to get to where you want to be and have to achieve your peak performance. So we're going to be finding out that next week. So make sure you are back here with us. And I hope that you guys will follow me on Facebook. So it's just @SignMeDoriVerity, because I will be releasing the new guests that we're going to be having. I release tips all the time. Also, we're going to be having some live events coming up, and I believe Sarah may be there as well. So go follow me on Facebook, my business page, and follow Sarah too. She is Sarah. Tell us how to contact you.
So you can email me, Sarah@cmedia.net, which is spelled S-E-A. That's the best way to get a hold of me. But my Facebook is facebook.com/TheSarahMoore. And my Instagram is Queen of Social Media. So
there you go. And you can find her. So look her up, look me up, and we look forward to seeing you next time. And as always, remember the gratitude attitude. Say at least one nice thing to your partner every day, or to someone maybe who you're having a rough time with. Maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your coworker. Watch what happens when you say one positive thing to that person on a regular basis. Watch how that relationship changes, and watch more importantly about how it changes within yourself. So you guys, until next time, have a fabulous week. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for listening to the Kick-Ass Relationship Show with Midori Verity. We hope you've enjoyed the show and want to share the love by passing on our web address, midoriverity.com/show, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous shows. This has been a Midori Verity International production. Join us next time on the Kick-Ass Relationship Show to add passion and fun to enjoy the most extraordinary relationship and life.